Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, today, my friends, we are reading a book called Love from Bluey. That's right. So today, Mom and Bingo are getting ready to go to bed, and Dad and Bluey, and what are they going to get up to? Let's find out. We love these stories. So today's story, which of course is from the Bluey series, which you can find on Disney Plus here in the United States. And it's various other places, I think you can find it, like in the BBC, I think, if you're in other British places. But this text is by Susie Brum. Are you ready? Okay, it's read today by Mommy and...
Chukupuchi.
Chukupuchi. Did I get it right?
Oh, Chukupuchi.
Chocolate.
Stop.
What? Chocolate? Scoopy-Doo? What? I don't know. Mommy and Philip. Okay. What? Oh, my. Okay. It's almost time for bed. In the healer house. And in the picture, we see Bingo is on the couch and Mama walks in and says, "Bedtime, Bingo. I'll read you a book once you've done all your jobs." Ah, and so that sounds like a pretty good trade-off. Bingo says, "Okay, Mama."
Bedtime, Bluey.
Oh, that's what Bandit, the dad, says. And Bluey's...
Wait, I'll say the children. You see them?
Okay. Bedtime, Blue.
No!
Oh, goodness. She does scream it like that. Her O's go...
No!
her O's go on and on. All right, so when we turn the page, we can see that Bingo has done what she should.
Teeth, hair, floppy, all done.
She's brushed her teeth, she's combed her hair, she's got her floppy bunny, and she is all done. But meanwhile, poor Dad looks around, Bluey! And she is hiding from him, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So, because Bingo was a good girl and did her job, her mommy is reading her a book. And the book says, "Love can be found in the strangest of places." And what do you know? Dad found Bluey. Where was she hiding?
The backyard tree.
Behind a tree in the backyard. Wouldn't you say that's the strangest of places? I would. What are you doing out there, goofball? Love always lifts you up. Unless you're Bluey. Because what's he doing to her?
Dad, unless you're Bluey, because Dad drags you.
He's got her by a foot and he's dragging her in the house. Oh, poor Bluey. Okay. Love solves every problem. And boy, do they have a problem here. Bluey should be brushing her teeth. And it doesn't look like she is. And her dad says, "Oh, come on, Bluey, it's late. Can't you just use the minty toothpaste?" And she says,
"The unicorn one."
Okay, I'll go get it, he says.
Oh, what a good dad. Even though I'm sure he's very tired, he goes to find the toothpaste that she likes. And the next page says, love is laughing at the same old joke. And boy, do they have a good joke here. Helping her brush her teeth, he picks her up and he shakes her around while she brushes her teeth. I don't know if I'd like to be shaken around while I'm brushing my teeth, but maybe it might be fun. You never know. Love waits patiently. Ain't that the truth? So, have you ever had to go potty before bed? Usually that's a good idea to get all the potty out of you before you go to bed. And so here she is, Bluey's on the toilet. And she says,
Dad, can you sing to me?
Can you sing to me, Dad? Can you sing to me? Oh, what a nice request. And Dad says,
99 bottles.
He's singing her a song. I don't know if it's an appropriate song, but he's singing it. Okay, so the next page says, love is little acts of kindness. Okay, boy, do we have another one going on here. Blue has finally gotten into bed, but she says,
Dad, I'm thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Thirsty, oh man. So poor Dad has to go all the way back downstairs and into the kitchen to get a glass, fill it up with water, turn around and go all the way back upstairs and down the hallway back into her room with the cold cup of water for her. Love goes the extra mile. And now she's got her water, she's brushed her teeth, she's in bed, but she says, I can't sleep without Polly Puppy. Oh, dear. That's a very specific thing. So now he has to go back downstairs again, this time into the toy room where they play, and digging through all of the things in her tent, digging, digging, digging until he finds this one toy to bring it back upstairs again to give it to her so she can go to sleep. Meanwhile, the night has started and the moon is bright and shiny and the frogs are creaking in the backyard. And the fruit bats are flying around. And Mom reads the last sentence in her book. Love conquers all our fears. And Bingo's just about to fall asleep. But what's going on over here? Bingo's about to fall asleep, but Bluey is not anywhere close to being asleep. She's got her eyes wide open, and she says,
Dad.
And he says, yes, mate. And she says,
I'm a bit scared.
Oh, no. Have you ever felt scared at night before?
Yes, he has.
Well, all you need is love. And so what does Dad do to help her feel better?
Sits on her bed with a shoe.
He rolls right in next to her and cuddles her right up. Of course, Dad doesn't look very comfortable. Oh, Dad, bless your heart. But he's doing his best to be a good dad for her, isn't he? Sometimes a good snuggle from Dad is all you need to feel better. Am I right?
Yes.
I know. And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop
storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.